Hi, and welcome to Sunday with Mike. On today's show, we're going to talk about some touchy topics and ways to solve that problem, some music pools, and a handy little trick that I recently discovered to help my wireless speakers get better range. I wanted to tell you that starting in February, we're going to start taking questions for topic ideas in the Sunday with Mike group. We're going to take it for 4 weeks. For each week of February. And then at the end of February, we're going to take the very best topic, the one that was number one, and that person is going to get a Disc Jockey News cap and a shirt, and I don't know what else, but you're going to get some goodies. So there's some stuff on the line for you sharing your topic ideas with us, but you have to be in the Sunday with Mike group to do it. So if you're not already a member, be sure to do that this week and start thinking of a topic that you would like for me to discover and discuss with everybody that's going to have mass appeal, not just specialty stuff. So anyway, so good luck to everybody with that, and I'll see you in the group. In the meantime, grab yourself a cup of coffee and join me. I'm going to be right back. Hi, and welcome back. You know, I'm about to open up a really touchy topic here, and I want you to take a really deep breath and dive into this conversation with me. I promise, in the end, we're all going to come out alive, all right? Are you ready? I'm serious. Can you afford to be sued? That's my question to you. Can you afford to be sued? I'm dead serious about this. You know, are you set up and protected from someone suing you for everything that you own? I want you to think about this for a few minutes. Your house, your car, whatever, all of your gear, everything that you have saved away, and all of it can be taken away from you over one simple, stupid mistake, even if it's not yours. If you're a multi-op, your threat level goes through the roof. So what exactly am I talking about? Well, most DJs around the country choose not to become a real company and protect their assets with a real serious wall between personal and corporate. So if you're running your company as a DBA or doing business as, you are a time bomb just waiting for someone to take away everything that you own and that you've worked for so hard. You have zero protection as a DBA. You could insulate yourself a little bit, because if you had an insurance policy, you know, there's a buffer there, but there's still no guarantee that your personal assets will not become a target should you ever get sued by a client. Even if you win the case, you will most likely spend a great deal of money defending yourself in court, and you may or may not get that money back. When you enter a courtroom, nothing is guaranteed. So how can you stop the madness and protect your personal worth from the company? You can do this by simply becoming incorporated or an LLC, which is a limited liability corporation. Trust me, this peace of mind is worth every penny when I get to lay my head down at night and go to sleep. We're an LLC, and I will never regret that decision. It puts a hard wall between my personal worth and my company's worth. In addition to insurance and everything else, I have that wall protecting my personal assets. You can hire an attorney to handle this for you, or you can use a service like LegalZoom. Personally, we hired an attorney to handle ours. It was a little more expensive, but it's okay because he'll be the same one defending me if we ever get sued for any reason. With more and more toys and bells and whistles being provided by DJs, uplights, other things that are trip hazards, trusses, photo booths, stands and speakers and trusses and all of that, any of that stuff could be a hazard and cause someone to sue you. So it shouldn't come as a big surprise that as you add more and more lighting, more serious liability comes your way. So now you add in something like people falling over a speaker stand or your photo booth, and you can find yourself in trouble pretty quickly. With corporate protection and a great insurance policy, you have done all that you can to protect you, your family, and your company from anybody looking to take it all away from you. In the next segment, we're going to talk about ways to get discounts on your DJ insurance.
DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
There are two national DJ organizations in the United States. The American Disc Jockey Association, and the other one is called the National Association of Mobile Entertainers. If you don't belong to one of these organizations, I feel like you should, and you should give them some serious consideration. But why, might you be asking, do I want you to join one of these two? Well, among other benefits, one of them is discounts on DJ insurance, the segment that we just talked about. Remember that last segment? Well, there's also other benefits, and it's really beyond the scope of my show to discuss all of them, because there are a lot. But I do highly suggest that you take a moment, visit both of these websites, and look at their additional benefits and reasons why you might want to consider joining them. My favorite benefit is the one that most people don't know about, and I'm going to cover that one in my next segment. Another benefit with the national organization's membership in the American Disc Jockey Association, or NAME, is that you get discounts on DJ pools. So some of you may not know what I mean by that, and most DJs use a subscription service and have access to radio edited songs as soon as they come out. Those are called pools, P-O-O-L. You also get the rights to use their music commercially in the course of being a DJ, which is really important. So read the fine print to your music pool and make sure that you understand what you can and you can't do. The music industry is cracking down on streaming services who are providing music for commercial uses, and you need to have your own library of music on hand on your drive and stop counting on any internet streaming service at all. If you have all of your own music, then you don't need the internet. If you don't need the internet, you don't have to worry about viruses or waking up one day to find that the streaming company you've been counting on has all of a sudden disappeared like video tools did just this very week. Personally, I belong to the American Disc Jockey Association, and my music pool is by promo only. It's a subscription service, and I love it, but because of my membership in the American Disc Jockey Association, promo only gives me 13 months of music for the price of 12. So while that's not a huge discount in itself, it still helps, and year after year, it adds up. So when you consider free website hosting, discounts on insurance, discounts on music, etc., just those services alone start to make it worthwhile to look into becoming a member of one of these national organizations. You know, just a couple of shows back in number 64, we discussed using a good quality wireless microphone system to create a remote wireless speaker. I also mentioned in that video that you want to keep the lavalier belt pack and this antenna straight up as high as you can, because one of the problems that I always running into is keeping this antenna straight. It, you know, it's always wanting to curl over and stuff. So I have a perfect fix. We have come up with the perfect solution. I've used things in the past without affecting the signal, but I've had to tape it to rulers or other pieces of wood like a dowel rod, etc. But I have a better mousetrap and I wanted to share it with you. Are you ready? Here it is. Take a piece of straw and you cut it and then just slip it over your belt pack. And you could paint this or use a Marxalot to make it black, whatever you needed to do, whatever color. But the point is that it will keep the antenna straighter than it would if you didn't have that. So anyway, so that's it. It's just a regular drinking straw, and we cut it slightly longer than the antenna, and then we have it for whenever we need it for the remote system. So that's it. No tape, no rulers, no dowels. This gets really, really simple. And like I said, you can paint this any color you need to mix right in. So that's going to be our show for today. Please share the show with your friends and give me your thoughts down in the comments section. And don't forget to give us a thumbs up if we taught you anything new at all. And remember, we're saving a seat for you in the Sunday with Mike Facebook group, where we're going to start taking questions in February for topics. And whoever gives us the best topic at the end of the month is going to get some swag. So I look for you in the Sunday with Mike group. We'll see you next week.